I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The cost of living has skyrocketed in Egypt. Coupled with high unemployment, especially for young people, it means economic challenges for Egyptians as a whole. But it also means an amazing opportunity for Christians. International Needs' Rodi Rodehaver says they'll be opening a vocational skills training center this fall. It's training that not only helps the student earn a living, but it also helps the community.
We're hoping that in doing that, Muslims will see Christians care about them and that are interested in helping them. And then it becomes a platform for sharing the gospel.
India just came out of a heat wave that killed over 2,000 people. According to an international database of disasters, it's considered one of the fifth deadliest ever in the world. Although monsoon season has started, water is still an issue. Jimmy Myers of AMG International says the lakes and other water sources dried up in the heat wave, but AMG is working on a solution. They want to share the love of Jesus by building 10 more wells in India this year.
This would provide water for surrounding villages that are affected by the intense heat and the lack of water and the lack of clean drinking water as well.
And many children take their education for granted, while others actually never receive one. But Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is bringing education to war refugee children. Sat7 airs a program called My School that teaches basic Arabic, English, and math. This also opens the doors to share Christ with hurting families. You can help bring these children hope by sponsoring 10 Sat7 viewers for a year for just $10. Our website will get you started. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.